Thank you so very much. 5 minutes past the hour. We get a bonus minute with the great Iceman, the Dr. Ice. Cannot wait to have you listen to what Dr. Daniel Ice will be imparting, because it will prove very, very helpful. We hear from folks all the time how Deborah Heart and Lung Center and the different great doctors and topics that we present, how they have helped so many people. Today's topic is minimally invasive cardiac treatments with Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and they sponsor you typically on the first Thursday, but we do float it based on the doctor's availability. But typically on the first Thursday of every month in the first half hour, we present this program. We've done it both TV and radio for over 30 years. It's amazing, actually. Dr. Daniel Ice is an interventional cardiologist and is board certified in cardiovascular disease. Count this. This is, I think, five. You hear about a doctor that has like one board certification or two, and this is like five. So count with me. Cardiovascular disease, interventional cardiology, nuclear cardiology, adult echocardiography, and vascular medicine. Dr. Ice earned his medical degree at the University of, my wife Margie would say, Louisville, School of Medicine in Kentucky. After medical school, he completed his residency in internal medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine. Dr. Ice also completed fellowship training in both cardiology and interventional cardiology at Lankenau Medical Center in Wynnewood, Pennsylvania. Dr. Ice's special interests include structural heart disease, complex coronary intervention, peripheral vascular intervention, venous disease, and chronic total occlusion, CTO, vascularization. He has authored numerous articles in peer-reviewed medical journals. And let me also share with you that in addition to Dr. Ice and the title of interventional cardiologist that I shared, he also has a number of other important duties and titles at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, including the Director of Graduate Medical Education, Director of Cardiovascular Disease Fellowship Program, and Director of Deborah First Responder Health Assessment. Dr. Ice, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. I always enjoy the time that we spend together, and we'll get right into it. Today's topic with Dr. Ice is minimally invasive cardiac treatments. What cardiac conditions do you most commonly treat?
Well, most commonly I treat coronary artery disease, specifically with interventional treatments of going in and ballooning open a blockage in the coronary artery and typically placing a stent to hold that blockage open. As you mentioned before, I also treat peripheral arterial disease, which is having similar blockages in the other peripheral arteries of the body outside of the heart, such as the legs, carotid arteries, kidney arteries. I also do certain structural heart procedures related to the heart, such as left atrial appendage closure in atrial fibrillation patients who may not be able to take long-term blood thinners, and then also some procedures called a PFO closure for patients who are born with a small hole in their heart who may later in life suffer a stroke related to this hole, typically in middle ages. For these patients. So a combination of procedures, but certainly coronary artery disease is the most common one that we treat.
We have talked over the years about such things as people think, oh, you know, I'm just getting older now, so maybe these things that I'm experiencing just, you know, come with age and this and that, when a lot of times, you know, that could be further from the truth, but they just don't know. When do you need to consult an interventional cardiologist?
Well, interventional cardiologists are often consulted to weigh in on the treatment of coronary artery disease, oftentimes after it's been suspected or potentially even diagnosed, oftentimes to weigh in on peripheral artery or structural heart diseases. We often evaluate patients to determine whether an invasive procedure should or should not be done, as we are the ones that do those procedures. When a general cardiologist or a primary care physician thinks a patient may need a minimally invasive procedure, they will refer a patient to us to be seen.
What are the signs and symptoms of either narrowing or blocked arteries, Dr. Ice?
Well, symptoms kind of depend on what artery we're talking about in the body, but for coronary arteries, symptoms are most commonly chest discomfort, either as chest pain, chest pressure, something feels off in the chest. This often comes on when a patient exerts themselves. Symptoms can also include shortness of breath with exertion, or even increased fatigue may also be symptoms that a patient may notice, that they may not necessarily have chest pain. They may have these other alternative or atypical symptoms. If we're talking about peripheral arterial disease, often the symptoms are leg fatigue or leg cramping, either in the calves or in the thighs when a patient walks. Often the legs just don't feel right. They feel tired, and patients notice that they can't walk as far as they once were able to.
Dr. Ice, you and I have done standalone on this next comment, question rather, and it is peripheral arterial disease, PAD. What is peripheral artery disease?
Peripheral arterial disease is a disease process of atherosclerosis, plaque buildup in the arteries, in the legs, arms, carotid arteries, kidney arteries, basically the arteries that are not part of the heart. And as these plaques build up, they narrow down the inside of the artery and reduce the amount of blood flow that can pass through and travel downstream. Kind of similar to when a person squeezes a garden hose and reduces the amount of water flowing out of the hose. That's a similar concept to what goes on here. I'm glad you asked about peripheral artery disease. Coincidentally, September is PAD Awareness Month, so I'm glad you brought that up. We're actually having a PAD screening fair on Saturday, September 21st in Toms River at the DeBoer Specialty Physician's Office to participate in this month and really help screen out peripheral arterial disease in the community.
I'm really glad that you had the opportunity to just share that, and we'll share that before the end of the program as well. Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist, DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, and the topic this half hour is minimally invasive cardiac treatments. To schedule an appointment at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, you can call 609-621-2080. I'll repeat, 609-621-2080, or you can do so digitally as well at demanddebora.org. Dr. Ice, you did a great clinic right there on what is peripheral arterial disease. How is PAD treated?
So PAD can be treated in many ways. Often lifestyle and dietary changes are enough to help, along with a routine exercise, walking exercise program. That might be enough to reduce the symptoms that a patient may be having. Sometimes medications may be necessary to help alleviate symptoms. When symptoms are so severe or they do not improve with some of these options, an invasive treatment or intervention may be necessary. This may often be in the form of placing a catheter or a small tube inside one of the peripheral arteries and using small wires, balloons, and other specialized equipment to treat the blockage.
We are visiting with Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, and he is putting on a free clinic today on air, minimally invasive cardiac treatments. What are the signs, Dr. Ice, and symptoms of valve disease?
Symptoms, again, vary depending on the particular valve that we're talking about, but most commonly, whether a valve is narrowed or whether it becomes leaky, shortness of breath is often the most common symptom. Other symptoms may include fatigue, chest discomfort, heart failure, leg swelling, and in less common cases, even passing out.
What procedures are most effective in treating valve disease?
Historically, surgery has been the most effective way to treat valve disease. Now, however, technology has allowed us to have minimally invasive and non-surgical options for treating valvular disease. Now we can use catheter-based devices to implant new valves into the heart when a valve is failing or deliver therapies to treat leaky valves. Many of these non-surgical options have been proven to be just as effective as surgical options, and in some cases may even be a safer option Particularly in women, there's a recent study that just came out suggesting that the catheter-based options may really be a safer option for them. So very interesting time that we live in right now.
Dr. Ice, let me give you an opportunity. We're going to go to the break. We only take one break during Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and today presents Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist. And the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Ice, is minimally invasive cardiac treatments. Share the news again about the upcoming event.
Certainly. So we're having a complimentary PAD screening fair on Saturday, September 21st in the morning. This will be done at the Deborah Specialty Physician's Office in Toms River, New Jersey. You can look at our website, demanddeborah.org, to find out more information and register for this event. And certainly happy to see everyone come out and get screened for PAD, especially if they notice some leg symptoms going on that's new for them.
Such an important opportunity, and we'll promote that many, many times after your appearance as well, Dr. Ice. When we come back, much more. We're only at the halfway point with Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. More about minimally invasive cardiac treatments after this. A reminder to schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Simple to do. You can either call 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, or you can do so digitally as well at demanddeborah.org. And you'll see the speed button tab right there for scheduling an appointment, demanddeborah.org. Back with Dr. Ice in just a little bit. Stay with us. Much more straight ahead. Thank you. Welcome back. It's 22 minutes past the hour with Dr. Daniel Ice, who is a very talented interventional cardiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. He is talking this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, a discussion about minimally invasive cardiac treatments. And Dr. Ice, we are to the portion of the program where you're going to be talking about what a transcatheter aortic valve replacement, people hear it called TAVR and things like that, T-A-V-R. How does it all work?
Sure. So TAVR is, as you said, is transcatheter aortic valve replacement. We call it TAVR for short, or TAVI sometimes. It's a catheter-based aortic valve replacement that uses a catheter to deliver a new valve up to the heart and place it inside the diseased aortic valve. Most commonly, this is done by going through a large artery in the groin and advancing this new valve up to inside the old aortic valve. The new valve is deployed and released, and then the delivery equipment catheter is then removed, leaving the patient with commonly just a bandage or a small Band-Aid on the groin.
Amazing. This actually, when our listeners hear about this, when you talk about advancements over time, this took something that used to be a major surgical procedure and now turned it into what is referred to as minimally invasive. That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, this has been really revolutionary in terms of how we treat severe aortic valve disease. Now, certainly there is still a role sometimes for surgical aortic valve replacement, but for many patients, we can offer TAVR. As I said, it's minimally invasive. They can have their valve replaced and oftentimes spend the night in the hospital, go home the next day. Certainly, it improves recovery for these patients significantly.
Dr. Ice, what procedures are most effective in treating AFib?
So for procedure-wise, atrial fibrillation ablations, sometimes known as pulmonary vein isolation procedures, is most effective for treating atrial fibrillation. Now, commonly this can be done using either cold or heat energy for the ablation. Most recently, there's a new way of doing it called pulsed field ablation, which offers exciting results, and we're currently doing that here at Deborah. These AFib ablation procedures are performed typically by electrophysiology colleagues, otherwise known as EP doctors, rather than interventional cardiologists. Now, AFib has an associated risk for stroke, and interventional cardiologists like myself along with EP physicians, perform what's called an atrial appendage closure procedure to go in the body, seal off the left atrial appendage, and reduce an AFib patient's risk for stroke so that ultimately they can stop their blood thinners. Sometimes this procedure is known as a Watchman procedure or an amulet procedure because those are the names of the actual devices we put inside the appendage. And we've been doing that procedure for close to 10 years now with excellent results.
We are visiting with Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. To schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, you can call 609-621-2080. And a lot of our listeners, Dr. Ice, know all the many different things in heart, lung, sleep diagnostic, all these different things that are happening in so many lives that you're effectively, positively changing at Deborah Heart and Lung Center by calling 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, or on the website demanddeborah.org, demanddeborah.org. And because I don't think we can do this too many times, Dr. Ice, would you promote the upcoming PAD screening fair later this month?
Certainly. So Saturday, September 21st at 8 a.m., we're having a complimentary PAD screening event that's going to be held at the Deborah Specialty Physician's Office at 599 Route 37 West, Toms River, New Jersey. Patients go on the Demand Deborah website, and under news, there's a whole page here dedicated to the event where they can call and see if they qualify and register for the event. Phone number is 609-496-5929. And again, we'll be having our personnel out there to help screen, to do the appropriate screening tests, and physicians out there to meet with patients to go over the results and discuss what their risks and interventions may look like going forward, particularly if we do screen that they have increased risk for PAD.
Dr. Ice, all of your content has been very, very important. I think this also is extremely important. What different risk factors and lifestyle habits could ultimately lead to heart and vascular disease? In other words, people listening would be, I think, guided accordingly at what they shouldn't be doing in some cases. I know some of it's heredity probably, but some of it's also, you know, choices that people make, diet and lack of exercise, all kinds of things. But what are the different risk factors relative to this?
Certainly. The biggest risk factors include age. As we get older, certainly our risk for heart and vascular disease goes up. Other risk factors, big risk factor, of course, as you mentioned, smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as you mentioned before, a family history of having coronary disease or peripheral arterial disease. You kind of said it yourself, a sedentary lifestyle certainly increases the risk for these diseases as well. And that's why physicians and cardiology specialists especially recommend a heart-healthy diet and routine exercise, which are both key to reducing these risk factors. You know, we can't change our genes, we can't change our family history, but there are certainly some modifiable risk factors that we can improve on to reduce our risk for heart and vascular disease.
Do you find that from a familial, you know, history standpoint that it really, I mean, you might have, say there's three kids, two out of three might have it. I mean, it can be very, very strong, that type of thing. If it's in your genes, let's say, I mean, like you said, you can't change that, but you can then do everything you possibly can to give yourself the best chance of the best outcome. But the familial history is powerful, isn't it?
It is. I mean, certainly we can identify when someone has a significant family history, and that just tells us we need to be a little bit more aggressive early to try to reduce those risks. Certainly it puts emphasis on the patient to make sure they're doing the right things from a diet perspective, from an exercise perspective, to keep their blood pressure under control, their diabetes, their cholesterol levels under control, and hopefully reduce that risk.
You did talk in and out of this earlier in your show, but I think it should be a standalone question. Are interventional procedures inpatient or outpatient procedures?
They can be either inpatient or outpatient. The majority of our procedures are scheduled outpatient procedures. However, every day there are inpatient procedures necessary for patients who come to the hospital or come to the ER for symptoms of chest pain, who present with a heart attack, heart failure, or sudden severe blockages in the legs if we're talking about peripheral arterial disease.
Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist, DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. The topic this half hour on DeBoer Heart and Lung Center Presents is minimally invasive cardiac treatments. What does the recovery process, Dr. Ice, look like for a patient after an interventional cardiac procedure?
For coronary artery disease, the recovery consists of either going home the same day or possibly the next day after having a procedure done. The patient will slowly start to return to their normal activities over the next several days. They'll be expected to take necessary medications depending on what procedure they had done in considering their risk factors. And then they will routinely follow up with their heart doctor and often participate in a specialized form of rehab called cardiac rehab. That's where there are facilities around the area that specialize in this, that have a dedicated cardiac rehab program with a cardiac rehab nurse, which offers supervised cardiac rehab exercises, starting low intensity, gradually working their way up to higher intensity exercises over the course of typically about 36 sessions. So these programs usually run around 3 months. It is typically covered by Medicare and most insurance companies after someone undergoes a coronary artery procedure or a stent procedure. And certainly there's a lot of data to support its use. Patients who undergo or participate in these rehab sessions tend to do better in the long run than those that that don't participate. For valvular procedures, patients typically spend the night after the procedure and go home the next day with appropriate follow-up scheduled.
And what does cardiac rehab look like?
So as I said, typically they will go meet with a cardiac rehab nurse. They'll put them through certain exercises, starting low intensity. This may be on a slow treadmill. There may be some lightweight stuff or working with machines. It's all supervised, monitoring someone's vital signs or blood pressure, the heart rate throughout the sessions, which often gives patients a little bit more assurance to know that, hey, things are being monitored, and really gives them the confidence to start engaging in these activities after they have one of these procedures done to say, hey, I can do this. And it also sort of helps get them back on track to incorporate routine exercise as part of their life and their routine.
Dr. Ice, I mentioned as a layperson earlier in your show that there are people that think, well, you know, I'm just getting older and so I'm a little out of breath, or this doesn't quite feel right, but I am, after all, getting older. What do you say to someone that is approaching things like that? They're just accepting how they feel and not being intellectually curious enough to that maybe this isn't just that you're getting older, that perhaps something could be wrong. What are your thoughts to addressing that sort of mentality?
I would always say yes, there is a slow decline in terms of someone's physical capacities as they get older. But when you start noticing that compared to what you did 6 months ago or 12 months ago, and you're noticing a significant decline, then I would say you need to bring that up with your physician, whether that's your primary care physician or if you have a cardiologist, you need to bring that up so that appropriate screening tests can be done to make sure it's not something more serious than that.
A little under 2 minutes left. It's flown by, as it always does, with Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. Let me promote the scheduling appointment information to make an appointment at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, and then I'm going to ask Dr. Ice to conclude with a closing comment on the topic and also promote the upcoming complimentary PAD screening fair that's taking place later this month in honor of this month that is a national focus on PAD. So DeBoer is always on top of this kind of thing, and I think it's a great opportunity to take part in this in the screening fair, and you'll close out with that in just a moment. To schedule an appointment, simple to do, 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080. 621-2080 or on the website demanddebora.org. Doctor, I turn it over to you. Bring us home.
So certainly topic minimally invasive procedures over the last 15 to 20 years, we've seen increasingly a drive toward more and more of these minimally invasive procedures. They have proven to be safe. Patients want them, easier recovery for patients. And in every pretty much aspect of cardiovascular disease, we're seeing minimally invasive procedures being offered for a variety of diseases and diagnosis. And it's certainly an exciting time. Oftentimes patients are not always familiar with these. So if you see an advertisement for one of these and you think you're a candidate, then tell your cardiologist, tell your physicians, and see if we can get you put in touch with the procedure that might be best for you.
And plug the upcoming complimentary PAD screening fair.
Certainly. One more time. So, Debora, complimentary screening PAD event on Saturday, September 21st, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., done at the Debora Specialty Physician's Office off Route 37 West, Toms River, New Jersey. You can call 609-496-5929. To register for the event. Hope to see you there.
Dr. Ice, you're such a pleasure to do the show with. I look forward to next time. Have a great day, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome, sir. Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist, Debora Heart and Lung Center.